and an extra $20 in that bucket for me later on tonight. Well, let's get into tonight's word. I have one goal in mind, and my goal tonight, more than anything else in this world, is to encourage you with God's word. I have found an incredible word that is found in the book of Revelation. And starting with Revelation 2:7, it says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." Revelation 2:11 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death." Revelation 2:17 says, "He who has an ear," you see a pattern here? "Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give him some of the hidden manna. I will give him a white stone and write a new name, a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it." Revelation 2:26 says, "He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nation." Somebody say amen for that. Revelation 3:5 says, "He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Revelation 3:12 says, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God." Revelation 3:21 says, "He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me and on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." Revelation 21:7 says, "He who says it with me overcomes. I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne." And I've already read that. Sorry. What we see in the scriptures is obviously one word that is very apparent in the book of Revelation. For all those who make it to heaven, they are given the title of overcomers. And you and I have a divine appointment one day with our Lord and Savior to be in heaven with him forever and to receive the title of overcomer. Everyone who makes it to heaven will be an overcomer. Are you hearing me tonight? Now, an overcomer is one who perseveres and succeeds in dealing with a problem or a difficulty. Now, it's right about there where people stop shouting, amen. It's right about there where people, you know, come down to earth and say, oh, what are you trying to say? Well, what I'm trying to say and what God's word teaches us is this: you cannot be called an overcomer if nothing's come your way. If you're going to make it to heaven, you're going to have to go through some stuff. Now, Jesus says in his word, Jesus in chapter 16 of John, verse 33, becomes a little bit of a Debbie Downer when he says, "You in this world, you will have tribulations. In this world, you're going to have troubles. In this world, you're going to have tests. You're going to have trials. Some things may not go your way. In this world, you're going to have some difficult things happen. Bad things will happen to good people." But then there's a comma and a but. "But be of good cheer." He says, "I have overcome the world." One of the great things that you and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, is this: we get to hold hands with the one who has overcome the world. Amen? There is a source of supernatural strength that is tied to us that allows us to become overcomers as well. Amen? And his name is Jesus Christ. Now, there are some points I just want to share with you real quickly tonight about people who are overcomers. Overcomers train in the Word. Overcomers train in the Word. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Now, there are a lot of people, and I must confess, when I gave my life over to the Lord, I, I wanted to have faith like a lot of people. I said to myself, oh, if I wish I had faith like Benny Hinn. You know what I'm saying? And I tried so hard to have faith like Benny Hinn that I began to talk like Benny Hinn. Oh, people, lift up your hands and just praise him. Pastor Steve, hallelujah. If I had faith like Benny Hinn, oh, people would be healed. If I had faith like Rod Parsley, today on Breakthrough, I've got a word for you. Listen up, listen closely. I've got a word. You must have missed it because I just said the word. If I had faith like Dr. Yonggi Cho in South Korea, and I said to the devil, I punch you in the nose. I punch you in the nose. I tried the personalities. I tried everything, and it didn't work. If I had faith like Moses, if I had faith like Daniel, if I had faith like Ezekiel, if I had faith like John, if I had faith like so-and-so, listen to me, I found out long ago that I get my faith from the same place that they do. I get my faith from God's word. D.L. Moody said this, and it just really just impacted my life early on in my Christianity. He wrote this, I prayed for faith and thought that someday it would come down and strike me like lightning. But faith didn't seem to come. One day I read in Romans that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I had up to this point closed my Bible and prayed for faith. Now I open my Bible and begin to study, and faith has been growing ever since. If you are here tonight and you need faith, your faith is found in one source, and that is God's living word. It's in his word that word that is filled with stories of other overcomers and their unmovable faith in a God who has total control, a God who has a final say-so over their difficulty, over their circumstance, over their sickness, and over their impossible situation. Are you here with me tonight? It's in his word where our faith can receive that injection that it needs so that we can conquer another day. It's in his word, and we know that if God can split a sea for Moses and about 1 million people to escape death and live a life of freedom, if God can make the sun stand still for Joshua because vengeance is of the Lord, in God's word, if he can make an axe head float for Elijah, feed 2 million people in a desert with no McDonald's, if God can cause a bird to feed a prophet, if God can deliver 3 Hebrew children from a fiery furnace, if God can deliver Daniel from roaring lions and hungry lions, if God can send an Uber chariot to pick up one of his prophets to be with him, if God could use 300 of Gideon's army to defeat thousands, if God can feed 5,000 from a kid's lunchbox of 5 loaves and 2 fish, if God can heal leopards, if God can heal blind men, if God can heal the deaf, if God can be free demon-possessed people, he can do it. If he can do it for them, he can do it for you. Listen to me. Faith doesn't arrive. It doesn't come by spiritual, spontaneous combustion. It arrives by causality. I have faith because I've read his word. I have faith because I have heard his word. There is a causality of faith that arrives in our life when we spend time in his word. I encourage you tonight, if you have not started the 1-year Bible reading program, please start tonight. Because when you get into God's word, you find out that faith is around the corner. See, bad things happen. And sometimes bad things happen to good people. But how we respond to those bad things defines our character. It defines the quality of life that you and I will have. I can choose to sit paralyzed by fear, or I could stand in faith on the truth of God's word and see a miracle take place today. Overcomers train in God's word. 2, overcomers forget past failures. Overcomers must forget past failures. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19 says, Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. How many people fail to overcome because they dwell in the past? How many people are unable to walk in freedom because they've contained themselves in one period, one point in time? How many people are unable to walk in the dream that God had given them because they're slaved or chained by a past failure in their life? See, there comes a moment in time when we have to move on. To relive the past is to relinquish the future. I'm going to say that again. To relive the past is to relinquish the future. When you get stuck in a moment, you become incapable of seizing the future that God has for you. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 again says, forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. He says, see, I'm doing a new thing. When you're so fixated on the past, when you're so fixated on the former things, when you're so fixated on what's behind you, you're unable to see what's in front of you. And God says, see what I'm doing before your eyes. See what I'm doing in front of you. It springs up. Do you not perceive it? That question of perception, that question of do you perceive, can you see with your spiritual eyes? It takes faith to see what God is doing in front of us. Even when it hasn't sprung up, when it's in that process, when you haven't seen anything break through your ground, he says, see, I'm doing a new thing. It springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. That is the God that we serve. A God that says, there is nothing impossible for me. So overcomers, they train in God's word. They forget past failures. Worship team, help me out here. Overcomers hang out with other overcomers. Matthew 18, 19, and 20 says this. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. When two or three gather together in my name, where they come together and they agree on something, Jesus says, I, the overcomer, am with them. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says this, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord cannot quickly be broken. What is God saying? When you hang out with other like-minded overcomer people, it is very difficult to be overcome. When you come into agreement with people who feed on God's word, who believe in God and the promises of his word, that he can do anything, he can provide a feast in the desert, he can make a way where there seems to be no way, you have the opportunity to overcome. It's a choice. You can hang around with a bunch of spiritual faith robbers and joy suckers if you want. But I, and I hope you, want to hang out with people who dream the impossible, who want to believe God for the unbelievable. See, I want people in my life, and I hope you do too, people that are going to confirm to you God's word over your life, people that are going to remind you that you are the head and not the tail, people that are going to tell you you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you, people that are going to say that you have the living God in you that is greater than the prince of darkness who lives in this world, people that are going to come around you and tell you that you are a child of the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent one. Pastor, what is that? You're going to hang out with people that say that you are a child of the one who can do all, the one who knows all, the one who holds your yesterday, knows your today, and has walked in your tomorrow. You're going to hang out with people that say you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. See, those are the kinds of people I want to hang out with. Those are the kinds of people that I want to fellowship with. Overcomers hang out with other overcomers. Lastly, overcomers focus on the blessings of God. And I want to encourage you that if you're going through some stuff, if there is something in front of you that seems like it's impossible to overcome, maybe you're standing and looking at a mountain right in front of you, and that mountain could be sickness. That mountain could be a relationship that seems irreparable. Whatever it may be, know that your perspective and your focus will help you through the hard times. Focus on his blessings. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, in everything, give thanks. When you're standing in front of the impossible, give thanks. When you've received a report that doesn't seem like it's in your favor, give thanks. When you've had the hard walk of having to leave a company because you've been let go, give thanks. In everything, in the good and the bad, give thanks. Why? Because this is God's will. This is God's will for you. Give thanks. See, a lack of thanksgiving and a spirit of unbelief leads to complaining. It leads to bitterness and ultimately personal destruction. But if you can focus on God, if you can see past the mountain and see him on the other side, if you can see your spiritual blessing that is beyond the impossible that's in front of you, if you could see what's on the other side with your spiritual eyes, it's going to be all right. God is the one that will help you through it. God is the one that will move your mountain to the side. All you have to do is open up your mouth, and God's word says that if you have faith like a mustard seed, and you speak to that mountain of impossibility, and you say, be gone and go into the sea, God says that it will be moved. And it's not by your word, but it's by the word that lives in you. It's not through you because of your great looks or your slenderness. You can be bald and Hispanic and round like me and speak to the mountain. No matter what language it is, you can say, be moved, muévete hasta allá, and it will be done. Nick Vujicic says, circumstances do not have to change in order for you to become victorious. It is our hearts that need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, it's an empowerment from on high. It's a relationship with the one who was, is, and is to come. It's that relationship of knowing who I am in Jesus Christ that says that perspective, that change is what needs to happen for me to get through today. It's my relationship with Jesus Christ, and it's what his word says, that his mercies are new every morning. He says in his word that even though mourning may last for the night, joy comes in the morning. What perspective, what focus do you have, overcomer? Are you going to focus on the thing that's in front of you, or are you going to focus on God's spiritual blessings over your life?